弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
那今天我们很高兴，在这个疫情之下，我们照样可以聚会。
We are thankful that in this pandemic we can still gather to worship。
那这是上帝给我们荣耀的特权。
This is the privilege that God has given us。
今天要跟大家分享的这段的经文，刚才已经有人念过了。
The scripture I want to share, somebody has already read.
就是以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah 9:6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
For a child will be born to us.
Okay. 有一子赐给我们。
A son will be given to us.
政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神。永在的父，和平的君。
And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear his words.
有一对夫妇为他们满周岁的婴孩举行了生日宴会。
A couple held a birthday party for their one-year-old child.
那就是他那天晚上来庆祝一番。
They were celebrating that night.
那主人吩咐仆人将客人的大衣放在婴儿室内。
The host asked the servant to put the guest's coats on the baby's bed.
那仆人呢没有开灯，就把客人的大衣堆在那个婴儿床上。
The servant did not turn on the lights and piled the coats on the bed.
那吃饭的时候，大家兴高采烈的大吃大喝，有声有笑。
It was a great meal with joyous conversation and laughter.
那客人不时地向主人恭贺。
The guests all congratulated the host.
那甚至是干杯地喝那个恭贺。
And they were toasting each other.
那饭后有人想到今天我们应该庆祝的，应该要看一下吧，那个小孩。
Then after the meal, somebody said we should see the main character or main person of the party.
那主人就主人就叫了仆人来，就告诉他把那个 baby 抱出来吧。
And the host asked the servant to bring the baby.
后来才发现那个婴儿呢被那个大衣盖得满满的。
Then they discovered the baby was covered by the coats.
那原来婴孩哭叫了半天，没有人听得见。
The baby cried, but no one heard.
发现婴孩的时候已经奄奄一息。
When they discovered the baby, he already passed.
所幸的是那天晚会并没有乐起生悲。
So that party was not joyous after all.
那今天有许多人像那对夫妇一样。
Today, many are like that couple.
欢欢喜喜地安排热闹的活动来庆祝。
They have many activities to celebrate.
但是忘了圣诞节的主角是谁。
They forgot the main character in Christmas.
圣诞节的故事是大家很熟悉的。
We all know the story of Christmas.
当耶稣降生的时候，天使向那个牧羊人报佳音说。
When Jesus was born, the angels gave the good news to the shepherds.
他说，我报给你们大喜的应许。
I bring you good news of great joy.
那我报给你们大喜的信息就是关乎万民的。
For all people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
这个时候，有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归给神。
And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest.
那在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And Earth peace among people with whom he is pleased.
从这一大堆的天兵跟天使所宣告的信息
，from the announcements of the angel and heavenly hosts,
我们就可以看到主耶稣基督的降生是很荣耀的。
We see the majesty in the birth of Jesus.
对世人来说，圣诞的故事已经是古老的故事了。
Everybody knows the story of Christmas.
但是我今天我还是要问大家。
But I want to ask everyone.
你真的认识这位带给世人普世欢腾的主耶稣吗？
Do you know the Jesus that brought about such jubilation?
今天我只讲他的其中的一个名字，我们来思考圣诞节的意义。
Today I'm only going to talk about one of his names to contemplate the meaning of Christmas.
圣经里的数字跟名字都有它特殊的意义。
Biblical numbers and names have special meanings.
那就像我们中国人为孩子起名字也是有意义。
Just like the Chinese, we gave meaningful names to our children.
希伯来人也是。
It's the same with the Jews.
就像亚伯拉罕就是万国之父的意思。
Abraham means the father of nations.
就像所罗门就是和平的意思。
Solomon means peace.
像彼得就是磐石的意思。
Peter means rock.
耶稣就是救主的意思。
Jesus means savior.
而耶稣的名字在圣经中至少有两百多个字来描述他。
Jesus has over 200 names in the Bible.
每一个字都代表了不同的性格跟特征。
Each one represents a different characteristic.
那就像称主耶稣基督是羔羊，
such as lamb,
称他是狮子，
lion,
以马内利，
Emmanuel,
荣耀的主，
glorious Lord,
大卫的子孙，
offspring of David,
谷中的百合花，
lily of the valley,
撒伦的玫瑰花，
rose of Sharon,
明亮的晨星，
bright morning star,
万王之王，
king of kings,
万主之主，
Lord of lords,
他有很多的名字来表达他，
and many other names.
主耶稣基督降生在几百多年前
700 years before the birth of Jesus
先知以赛亚就称他的名字叫做奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
Prophet Isaiah gave him these names Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace
今天我们只讲他的一个名字
Today we only talk about one of his names
就是讲到测试奇妙测试这个名字
Wonderful
那这个呢是我们可以从这个名字可以看到他一生的奇妙。
We, from this name, we see that his entire life is full of wonders.
他的什么叫做奇妙
？What does it mean to be wonderful?
就是不平凡，而且是绝对超过到难以想象的那个地步。
Means not common and extraordinary beyond description.
耶稣是奇妙的，而且是超然的神。
Jesus is wonderful, transcendent God.
就像降，他是神变成人。
He was God that became man.
那保罗讲到神在基督里的奇妙的时候
，When Paul talked about the wonders of Jesus,
他用先知以赛亚说
，He took what Isaiah said.
神为他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见。
It is written, things which eye has not seen,
是耳朵未曾听见，
ear has not heard,
而且是人心未曾想到的，
and which have not entered the human heart.
意思说，耶稣基督的救恩远远的超过人所能够想象的奇妙。
Which means Jesus' salvation far exceeds what humans can imagine.
这降生的婴孩的名字叫奇妙测试，那个奇妙在哪里？
This baby that was born is called Wonderful Counselor. What is so unique about him?
如果今天你的家里人有一个名字叫奇妙，
If one of your family members is called Wonderful,
那很多人会问说你为什么其他的名字叫奇妙？
Then people will ask, how come you gave him such name?
那就譬如说我们起一个叫那个啊石国立好了，他如果孩子叫做石奇妙，啊
，like国立 if he named his children Wonderful.
那一定会人很好奇说你为什么叫他奇妙啊
？They will ask, how come you called her Wonderful?
耶稣基督名叫奇妙，也有它特别的意义。
So there is special meaning to why Jesus was called Wonderful.
所以我今天我只讲这耶稣基督的名字，其中的这个一个就是奇妙。
So I'm only going to talk about Jesus' name of Wonderful.
第一个就是降生的奇妙
，the wonder of his birth.
大约在主前，对，在主前742年
，about 742 BC，
米迦先知就已经预言耶稣将生在伯利恒。
Prophet Micah prophesied Jesus will be born in Bethlehem of Judea。
到了大约主前740年的时候，以赛亚就预言耶稣是童生女所生的。
About 740 years BC。Prophet Isaiah wrote that Jesus will be born of a virgin.
意思说，耶稣是神借着圣灵怀胎在童女玛利亚的身上。
So that means he was conceived of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary.
不像一般人是从父母相配而生的。
Not like everyone who was born of a father and mother.
也不像世人是从情欲生的。
And not like everyone who was born of human passion.
也更不是从人意生的。
Or human will.
他的降生是由东方的博士千里迢迢的特别来拜他。
At his birth, wise men came thousands of miles to worship him.
他降生的那个晚上有天使报佳音。
The night of his birth, angels announced the good news.
他降生的那天晚上，天上有极特的一颗星做一个记号。
The night of his birth, there was a heavenly sign giving a special, heavenly star giving a special sign.
那他是万王之王，却没有生在皇宫里。
He was king of kings, but he was not born in a palace.
也没有生在设备齐全的医院。
And he was not born in a hospital.
也没有世界顶尖级的妇产科团队为他接生。
And there was no famous OBGYN to deliver him.
而是生在设备简陋又有味道的马槽里。
But he was born in a simple and smelly manger.
你想想看，他是神。
He is God.
但是他为什么生在一个马槽里？
Then why was he born in a manger?
所以他的降生是何等的奇妙。
So there was the wonder of his birth.
而且是超过人的想象。
And it's beyond what we can imagine.
第二个是讲到他的教导的奇妙。
Then it's the wonder of his teaching.
约翰那个新约四个福音书都谈到耶稣基督。
The four gospels recorded about Jesus.
都是从不同的角度来描述他
，from different perspectives，
都记载了他那奇妙的教训
，recorded his wonderful teachings。
整本圣经一共有1189章
，there are 1189 chapters in the entire Bible。
那都是以耶稣基督为中心
，all centered around Jesus。
旧约预言了耶稣基督的降生、教导、受死跟复活。
The Old Testament prophesied his birth, teaching, death, resurrection.
请一下。Okay, thank you. 那旧约有对耶稣基督的预言。
The Old Testament prophesied about Jesus.
但是新约呢，都应验了旧约所讲的那一位耶稣基督。
The New Testament fulfilled Jesus in of the Old Testament.
耶稣的教导跟一般的宗教不一样。
Jesus' teaching are not like other religions.
就从出发点来说
，with the starting point.
一般的宗教是人找上帝。
Religion is man seeking God.
人努力寻找上帝的结果，就发明了很多五花八门的宗教。
The result of man's searching is that there are myriads of religions.
但是基督教是神找人。
But in Christianity, it's God seeking man.
神亲自向人启示。
God revealed himself to man.
就出发点来说。
As for motivation.
就动机来说。
As for motivation.
那宗教是人为了要讨上帝的喜欢。
Religion is man trying to please God.
所以拼命讨他喜欢，为的是要给他更多的好处。
To please God so that he will be blessed.
以便得到更多的福。
To be blessed.
但是基督教是神主动赐福给人恩典。
Christianity is God blessing humankind.
恩典的最好的礼物就是主耶稣基督。
The best gift is Jesus Christ.
就目的来说。
As for purpose.
一般的宗教乃是劝人为善。
Religion is persuading men to do good.
就是重视外在的表现。
Is to focusing on external display.
那多做好事就积功德。
Doing good to be rewarded.
那但是基督教是救人为善。
But in Christianity, it's saving people.
那信耶稣就是蒙恩得救，有了基督的生命。
Believing in Jesus results in being saved by grace and having the life of
Christ. 因为有基督的生命，所以你不必被劝导为善才做善事。
Because of Christ's life in us, we do not need to be persuaded to do good.
我们乃是自然的流露出基督的生命来。
That Christ's love will flow through us.
那就结局来说也不一样。
As for the outcome, it's not the same.
宗教没有提，一般的宗教没有提到永生的确据跟把握。
Religion does not offer the assurance of eternal life.
对他们来说，神了，人死了就像灯一样就灭掉了。
When a person dies, it's like the lamp going out. That's it.
但是圣经告诉我们，基督教是保证相信上帝儿子耶稣基督就有永生。
The Bible tells us that we have assurance of eternal life in Jesus.
所以你就知道，耶稣基督的教导有很多充满奇妙的那个教导。
Christ's teaching is full of is wonderful.
这个他的话里面的教导。那个奇妙是带有能力，有安慰，有鼓励。
His words brings comfort, encouragement, and power.
也带有引导、责备、智慧跟预言。
And it brings guidance, reproof, wisdom, and prophecy.
耶稣基督的奇妙，还有第三个奇妙是什么？就是爱的奇妙。
The third one is this love.
世人最需要的就是爱。
The world needs the most is love.
人生没有爱，就像就如同行尸走肉。
Without love, men will be like walking corpses.
是一个残缺的人生。
It is incomplete.
没有社会没有爱，就是残酷的社会。
If the society does not have love, it will be cruel.
但是耶稣基督来把天父上帝的爱带到人间。
When Jesus came, he brought God's love to mankind.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
他爱的不分贫穷富贵。
He loves regardless of whether it's rich or poor.
不管你的种族跟肤色。
It doesn't matter the race or color.
只要你有生命，你就是神爱的对象。
If you have life, then you are the object of God's love.
耶稣甚至还教导我们要爱仇敌。
Jesus taught us to love our enemies.
他所讲的爱不是讲条件式的爱。
The love he talked about is not with condition.
因为要利益，所以才爱。
It's not for self-interest, and we love.
也不是因为事的爱。
It's not to reciprocate.
那就是你做了什么，我才做什么，是因为，所以才要做。
It's not in spite of. It's not because you do something, then I'll do something.
但是主耶稣基督所讲的是，即使你不做，我就要做。
What Jesus talks about is even if you do not do it, I will do it.
最重要的是，不是为了自己，而是为别人。
It's not for self, but for others.
耶稣讲到好撒玛利亚人的比喻的时候，
When Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan,
他充分表达了什么是真正的爱。
He spoke of real love.
他特别提到，如果你爱神，你就会懂得爱人。
He meant if you love God, then you will know how to love man.
你甚至会爱仇敌，为他们祷告。
Then you will love your enemies and pray for them.
甚至为逼迫你的人，为他们多走多做，或者是多走一里路。
And walk the extra mile for those who persecute you.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was nailed to the cross,
他公然的被骂，但是不还口。
He was cursed, but he did not retort.
被受害却不说威吓的话。
He was mistreated, but he did not threaten.
那他就像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
Like a lamb led to the slaughter.
羊在前某人的手下无声。
A sheep is silent before the shearer.
他也是在敌人的面前就这样不开口。
In front of his enemies, Jesus was silent.
耶稣在十字架上的时候，有人讥笑他说，
When Jesus was on the cross, people mocked him.
你如果是神，你就掉下来吧。
If you are God, then you come down.
你是从十字架上下来嘛。
Why don't you come down from the
cross? 我们就相信你是神。
Then we will believe you are God.
你就你自己救自己吧。
Save yourself.
但是耶稣默然不语，
But he was silent.
一点也不埋怨定他的人，
No hatred for those who crucified him.
反而求告神说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But pray to God, God forgave them because they do not know what they are doing.
今天的基督徒懂得爱，是因为神先爱了他们。
Christians know love because God loves us first.
耶稣基督的第四个奇妙是什么呢？
The fourth wonder,
就是死的奇妙。
His death.
世人是因为犯罪而被判死，或者是被钉死。
Man is condemned for committing a crime.
但是我们的主耶稣基督他根本就没有罪，但是他还替有罪的人死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus was sinless, but he took the sins of many on the cross.
他的一生没有犯过任何的罪。
Jesus lived a sinless life.
他被处死之前有六次受审。
Before he was sentenced to death, he was interrogated six times.
那这六次的受审都判他无罪。
And did not find any fault with him.
查不出有任何的罪来。
They could not find any crime.
但是人还是把他钉死在十字架上。
But they still crucified him on the cross.
今天世界上许多的教主是牺牲了。
Many religious leaders indeed sacrificed.
但是就没有像耶稣完全是为了罪人而死。
But it's not like Jesus who died entirely for sinners.
当他在十字架上死的时候。
When he was on the cross,
从午正到升初差不多有三个小时。
From noon to three, about 3 hours.
大地顿时被黑暗所笼罩。
Darkness covered all the land.
那耶稣断气的时候。
When Jesus breathed his last.
圣经告诉我们说圣殿的幔子都从上到下裂两半。
The Bible said the veil of the temple was torn in two.
而且地也震动磐石崩裂。
The earth quaked and rocks were split.
那有的墓地就开了，圣徒就复活了。
And tombs were opened and some saints were raised.
第五个奇妙是什么呢？
The fifth wonder.
就是复活的奇妙。
His resurrection.
一般人死了就死。
When people die, that's over.
但是主耶稣基督死了以后竟然复活。
But when Jesus died, he rose from the dead.
而且是照着圣经所说的三日复活。
According to the Bible, he resurrected in 3 days.
那胜过死亡跟黑暗的权势。
Victorious over the power of death and darkness.
世界上包括很多的教主、宗教的教主，没有人可以做得到。
This is something that no other religious leaders can do.
其他的教主或许做了很多的贡献。
Other religious leaders may have much contribution.
但是他们死了以后，那些贡献也都没有了。
After they died, these contributions are over.
那随着时光会被人遗忘了。
After time, they are forgotten.
曾经有人自称发现了教主的骨灰，还有牙齿，还有头发，很高兴的就为他庆祝，甚至要那个纪念。
Some people may have discovered the bones and hair of their leaders, and they put up a memorial.
那但是我们的主耶稣基督呢，他根本就没有人发现，一直到现在也不会发现。他有骨头留下来，或者是头发、牙齿留下来。
But as far as Jesus, no one can discover his teeth or bone.
为什么呢？因为他复活了嘛。
Why? Because he resurrected.
这个就是跟其他宗教不一样的地方。
This is the difference between other among other than other religions.
主耶稣基督的复活是我们今天基督徒的盼望，还有信仰的根基。
His resurrection is the foundation of the Christian hope and faith.
那基督徒生命的改变，也就是耶稣基督复活的明证。
The changed lives of Christians is evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活，
If Jesus did not rise from the dead,
我们是世界上最可怜的人。
We are to be most pitied in the world.
也是世界上最迷信的人了。
And we are the most superstitious.
那我们今天的聚会没有意义了。
Then our service today has no meaning.
今天不可能有圣诞快乐。
And then we will not have the joy of Christmas.
最后一个讲到耶稣的奇妙是什么呢？
What is the last wonder?
就是救恩的奇妙。
His salvation.
神的救恩很奇妙的。
God's salvation is wonderful.
是有神智慧的安排。
It is a very wise plan by God.
神为了拯救世人，他就用了十字架。
In order to save mankind, God used the cross.
这个在不信的人看为是愚拙的。
To the unbelievers, it is foolishness.
但是在主看来是最有智慧的救法。
But for God, this is the most wise way to save.
因为十字架的死就是满足了上帝的公义的要求。
Because the death on the cross satisfied God's righteousness.
那神的本性是公义跟慈爱。
God is righteous and merciful.
他神爱世人
God loves the world.
可是他怎么爱一个犯罪的人呢？
But how can he love sinners?
犯罪的人是该死的。
Those who sin must die.
如果不接受审判，那么他就不是公义的神了。
If we are not punished, then he is not just.
所以他怎么办？
So what can he do?
他差遣主耶稣基督成为肉身。
He sent his son to become flesh.
替人的罪死在十字架上。
To die on the cross for men's sins.
这个就满足了神本性两方面的要求。
This satisfies the twofold requirement of God.
所以十字架等于就是成了公义跟慈爱的交汇点。
So the cross is the convergence of His righteousness and mercy.
神的拯救方法不用犹太人所看重的神迹。
God's method to save men is not according to the signs that the Jews seek.
也不用希腊人所看重的智慧。
Or the wisdom valued by the Greeks.
也不用罗马人所强调的武力。
Or force used by the Romans.
神竟然用人以为愚拙的道理来拯救相信的人。
God used foolishness to save those who believe.
借着十字架去拯救那些相信的人。
Using the cross to save those who believe.
这就是上帝智慧的所在。
This is God's wisdom.
对我们相信的人来说。
To us who believe.
十字架就是我们的荣耀。
The cross is our glory.
十字架就是神的大能。
The cross is power.
十字架就是神的智慧所在。
And God's wisdom.
让我们再想想看。
Let us consider.
奇妙的耶稣。
Wondrous Jesus.
从来就没有上过学校。
Never went to school.
也没有拜过其他的什么名师。
And did not study under some famous teacher.
也没有曾经周游列国。
And did not go abroad.
但是他讲道的时候，讲道理的时候，引经据典跟人谈论道。
But he is learned and can converse with a sage.
他从来没写过一本书。
He never wrote a book.
但是世界上记述他的事情比任何一类的书还多。
But books written about him far exceeds all other kinds of books.
有关耶稣的书。
The books about Jesus.
那就像圣经一样，成为世界上最多的书啊。
Just like the Bible are the most numerous in the world.
也是最多被翻译的书。
And the most widely translated.
他从来没有谱过一首歌词。
He never composed a song.
但是他自己却是诗人歌颂的中心。
But he is the central figure of many songs.
许多的歌都是为他而唱的。
Many songs were sang for him.
他从来没办过学校。
He never operated a school.
但是跟随耶稣基督的门徒，他的学生。
But the followers,
那就竟然比全世界所有的学校的学生还多。
His followers exceed all the students of the world.
他说的话是就是是。
His yes are yes.
不是就是不是。
Nos are nos.
那经得起历史的考验。
And can stand the time of history.
那他的话是从不会改变。
His words never change.
他的每一句话都带着能力。
Every word is power.
甚至改变人的生命，以至于改变整个人类的所有的各相关的生活层面。
And is able to change people's lives and change hierarchies.
他的话安定在天，永不动摇。
His works are fixed in heaven and will not be moved.
他从来没有写过医学。
He never studied medicine.
但是他叫瞎子的看见。
But he can give sight to the blind.
他叫聋子的听见。
Hearing to the deaf.
他叫跛子的行走。
Mobility to the cripple.
他叫两手枯干的动作就复原了。
Movement to the shriveled hands.
麻风病人得洁净。
Heal the leper.
他甚至叫死人复活。
Even raise the dead.
他也曾经没有写过打鱼，就是渔业。
He never studied fishing.
但是他指示门徒在哪里下网。
But he told the disciples where to cast the net.
而且那个一网一拉上来就满了鱼啊。
When they pulled it up, it was full of fish.
而且几乎那个网都快破裂了。
To the point of breaking the net.
甚至原本是靠捕鱼为生的门徒惊讶地向他跪拜。
The fishermen were so amazed that they worshipped him.
他从来没有写过天文。
He did not study astronomy.
但是他能够叫狂风止息。
He can quiet the wind.
他能够叫风浪平静。
Still the waves.
他自己能够在水面上行走。
He can walk on water.
就像走在平地上一样。
Like on level land.
我们再想想看。
Let's consider.
如果没有主耶稣基督降生。
If Jesus did not come.
世界早就大乱了。
This world will be in great chaos.
因为世界将很难有通用的纪元年代。
Because we will not have a universal calendar.
那就像亲主划分了主前跟主后的年代。
Like before Christ and after Christ.
我们今天是主后2021年，就是用他的出生来计算的。
This year is 2021, which is the year after Jesus' birth.
所以你就知道他在整个世界的影响。
So you know his influence on the whole world.
数千年来历史上永垂不朽的人物拿撒勒人耶稣。
Throughout history, the immortal Jesus of Nazareth.
他在世界上的传道很短，只有三年半。
He had a short ministry, 3.5 years.
但都是很不同凡响的三年半。
But these are not ordinary 3.5 years.
世界这些所谓宗教名人，像苏格拉底教导人40年
，Socrates taught for 40 years.
柏拉图50年
，Plato 50 years.
亚里士多德40年
，Aristotle 40 years.
可是耶稣教导不到4年。
Jesus taught not over 4 years.
然而，基督短暂的服务的影响力
，But the influence of his short ministry.
远远的超过了这三个希腊的泰托130年的总和。
Far exceeds the 130 years of the Greek sages.
圣诞季节。
During the Christmas season.
我们要想想几个很重要的问题。
Let's consider these important facts.
如果耶稣没有降生。
If Jesus was not born.
如果耶稣没有降生，你想过吗？
Do you ever consider if Jesus has never been born?
第一个，我们不会认识神。
First, we will not know God.
第二个，我们的罪无法得到赦免。
Then our sins will not be forgiven.
耶稣的意思就是耶和华是拯救。
The meaning of Jesus is Jehovah is Savior.
施洗约翰称他说神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
John the Baptist called him Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
如果耶稣没有降生，
If Jesus was not born,
我们的敬拜没有意义的，
Our worship has no meaning,
我们的服事是多余的，
Our service is superficial,
我们的奉献是白费的，
Our offerings are wasted,
我们的祷告是浪费时间的，
So is our prayer is wasting time.
但是基督复活了，
But Jesus resurrected.
我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
We come boldly with confidence to the throne of grace.
要得联系蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and find help.
如果主耶稣基督没有降生，
if Jesus did not was not born,
我们就没有永恒的确据。
We do not have assurance of eternal life.
我们不会认真的看待有一天主耶稣再来。
We will not look expectantly that he will come one day.
我们没有想到说他再来是把我们接到。天将与他同在，直到永永远远。
We will not look forward him to taking us to heavenly home and to be with him forever.
所以，我们如果知道耶稣基督降生
，So if we know Jesus came to earth,
我们要把握着信靠他
，Then we have to believe in him.
你才能够有永恒的确据。
Then you will have the assurance of eternal life.
主耶稣基督如果没有来到这个世上
，If Jesus did not come to this world,
不会有这些圣诞花吧
？We will not have these
也不会有今天有人在唱圣诞歌吧
？There will be no Christmas carols.
我相信你们这个礼拜应该收到圣诞卡。如果没有圣诞节，我们就牧师今天也要省下那个时间，还多写圣诞问候卡。
There will be no Christmas cards. Then the pastor can save some time of writing them.
如果没有圣诞节，你不可能有圣诞节，不可能有圣诞大餐、圣诞礼物。
There will be no Christmas holiday, no Christmas meals or gifts.
那我们今天也不会有这个特别的圣诞崇拜。
We will not have this special Christmas worship service.
更重要的是，我们永远不明白神造这个世界的目的。
Most importantly, we will not know why God created the world.
我们永远不知道他造我们的生命的意义跟价值是什么。
We will not know the meaning and significance of life.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，来想想。
Dear friends.
耶稣若不是基督，就没有圣诞节。
If Jesus is not Christ, there will be no Christmas.
如果圣诞节没有基督，那圣诞节也就失去了原来的意义。
If Christ is not in Christmas, Christmas lost its meaning.
你说 Christmas 把那个 Christ 拿掉，就 mass 没有 Christ
Christmas without Christ is just MAS.
主耶稣来不是只给人一个快乐的日子
Jesus came not only to give us a joyous holiday
而是要我们认识神的爱
So that we know God's love
而且耶稣基督的救恩
And to know his plan of salvation
约翰福音第四章讲到撒玛利亚妇人的故事
John chapter 4 tells us the story of the Samaritan woman
妇人原本是一个不正当的一个女人
This woman was not a proper lady
明明是有六个丈夫的淫妇，还掩盖自己的身份，还有自己的罪恶。
An immoral woman that had six husbands, she wanted to cover her identity and sin.
但耶稣跟她讲话的时候非常有耐心。
But Jesus was patient with her.
直到她悔改归向神。
Until she repented and turned to God.
后来她热心地向她自己的同胞们传讲基督的福音。
Then she told Christ's gospel to her townspeople.
在约翰福音第四章四十一节、四十二节这样子说。
In John 4:41-42.
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
Many more believed because of Jesus' words.
他们那些他的同胞们就对这个妇人说。
And the townspeople said to the woman,
现在我们信不是因为你的话。
It is no longer because of what you said that we believe.
是我们亲自听见了。
For we heard for ourselves.
知道这真是救世主。
And know this is the one is indeed the Savior of the world.
他们亲自听见了。
They heard for themselves.
而且他们也知道是他耶稣基督真是救世主。
And they know Jesus is the Savior of the world.
他们对基督的认识不再是间接的，而是直接的面对面认识神。
So their knowledge of Jesus is not second hand but first hand.
你今天对耶稣基督的认识是直接的还是间接的？
So is your knowledge of Jesus first hand or second hand?
你跟耶稣基督的关系是真的是有人那个跟他之间的个人化的关系吗？
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
还是因为你的父母亲信主你才来？
Is it because of your parents that you come to church?
还是因为你听说很所以才来？
And you heard that, of somebody else that you came?
你必须是亲自听见。
You must hear for yourself.
你必须是知道这是真是你的救世主。
Then you have to know that this is the Savior of the world.
耶稣若不是基督，
If Jesus is not Christ,
也就没有别的救赎我们的方法。
There is no other way to save us.
圣诞节最有是最有意义的。
The most meaningful activity during Christmas.
但是你要把这个意义活出来吗？为他传扬福音。
If you want to live out, then you have to share His gospel.
我们最近教会在推动这个叫做。那个 Saturate USA 哈
，Our church had the Saturate USA campaign。
那感谢神，我们已经完成了第四梯次。
Thank the Lord that we have gone out four times。
那我们在这今天下午呢两点哈，一点半还是两点，我们还最后一次哈，
We will go out distributing the last time this afternoon。
我们为什么要把握圣诞节呢？我们教会特别印了这个圣诞卡。
Why do we want to take the opportunity? Because we have Christmas cards.
而且我们后面印上我们教会的章哈，而且你也可以自己多写几个字哈。
And on the back is the address of the church, and you can write some words.
那这个里面有很多的那个，我们已经报告过了，特别是这个 DVD 哈，非常好的福音果效。
Inside the packet is a DVD about Jesus.
而且这个里面有八种的语言可以分享给你的那个朋友。
The DVD is in eight languages.
也有加上我们教会简的简介。
And there's a card about our church.
那也有菲律宾的，还有韩国教会的，还有西班牙教会的。
And also the Filipino church, the Spanish church, and the Korean church.
那有人跟我讲说，我们家里好几个朋友，但是没有收到，因为我们没有被划分到那边去。
Some people told me that we don't have any packets at our house because that's not our territory.
那但是呢，我已经跟唐牧师讲说，如果你隔壁有几个你的朋友，你常常进进出出，包括是我们那个，特别是中国人，你没有机会送给他。你如果没有时间跟他谈，至少留一些圣诞的礼物给他们，就是 DVD 也是很好。
But if you have some friends, especially Chinese, if you want to give this to you, you're more than welcome.
所以我跟唐牧师讲说，我们后面摆了两百个哈，你自己，那特别要给你们，如果你们需要的话，原则上每个家里要有一个，然后你多的要给邻居的，但他们还可以拿哈。
So we have 200 extra packets. So if you want to take them to give to your neighbors, you're more than welcome.
那这个是圣诞礼物。
This is a Christmas present.
给我们的社区朋友。
for our neighbors.
不是为了我们的教会。
It's not just for our church.
是为了神的荣耀。
It's to glorify God.
让主的名被宣扬。
So that His name will be spread.
让他们认识到圣诞节真正的意义。
So they know the true meaning of Christmas.
那如果你们要感动，今天下午就一起来一点半 ，1:30 here。
So this, this afternoon we'll start at 1:30 at the church.
然后我们先有一个简单的祷告，以后才分啊，才分队啊。
After a short prayer, then we will divide into teams.
那愿神赐福大家。
May God bless you all.
让我们今年的圣诞节跟往年不一样。
So that this Christmas is different from past.
因为我们真的是认识了这一位救主耶稣。
Because we truly know this Savior Jesus.
那我们也希望别人认识我们所信靠的救主耶稣。
And we like for others to know this Savior Jesus also.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear His words.
我们继续崇拜。